Here's a thought I'll title Validation Via Publication. Last spring, I had a very interesting experience. I haven't had a chance to talk about it since then, but today seems to be the day. So I'll mention it here, even though it's a little bit of old news at this point. I had an opportunity to show some work to a new acquaintance, and they looked through a large body of work. They were pretty complimentary, and then asked where the images had been published. And I found that a really interesting and somewhat odd question. When I told them the work had never been published, it was relatively new work at the time, they expressed a really visual dismissal, as though without publication, the work was unworthy of their attention. And I thought, how odd. The more I thought about this, the more I realized that in their mind, without publication, somehow it hadn't been sanctioned. It wasn't approved. Somebody in a position of authority or high mucky-muck hadn't deemed it worthy of being published, so therefore it wasn't worthy. And I thought, how and when did publication of a photograph become the high-water mark of accomplishment in the eyes of the public? Certainly no one would have thought that 100 years ago in 1920 when Stieglitz and his band ruled the roost. But somehow, in the last 100 years, publication has become the point of validity, the point of acceptance, the point of being noteworthy. Does this have something to do with the nature of visual media in our day and age? I mean, again, I think back 100 years ago, yeah, books were being published, yeah, newspapers were being published, but images that were published back then were so primitive that they didn't have much authority to them the same way they do today. Maybe. I'm trying to think this through. And I found it doubly curious when I later realized that this individual had not asked me if the work had ever been exhibited. It used to be that that was the high water mark, particularly if you were exhibited in a reputable gallery or museum. That meant something. It was worthy of a line on your curriculum vitae that so-and-so museum or gallery had thought enough of your work to include it in an exhibition or maybe even a solo exhibition. But photography galleries, and this pains me to admit this and to even say it out loud, but I don't think photography galleries have the same sort of cachet as they used to have 50 years ago, when commercial printing was still relatively inferior, and we would go into a gallery and see a photograph on the wall and be absolutely blown away because it looks so much better than whatever reproductions we'd seen in a book or elsewhere in the newspaper or something. And there it was on the wall in all of its original print glory, and it was mind-boggling. It was gorgeous. It was impactful. I don't think people have that experience anymore because the quality of commercial printing has gotten to be so good that the difference between a commercially printed image and an original photograph produced with loving care by the photographer, there just isn't that much difference, with probably the single exception being scale. And as I've talked about before, maybe that's why so many photographers are in pursuit of giant prints these days. But going back to this idea of publication, there's still no question that being published in certain locations, in certain magazines, in certain books, includes a validation component that makes the work seem somehow more important. But is it really? I can't help but go back to some statistics from the American Booksellers Association, when they reported that the average art book, including photography, sells less than 600 copies, the average. There are some that sell lots and lots and lots, yay. But most don't. And if the average sells less than 600 copies, certainly there's lots and lots and lots of them that sell way less than 600 copies. Nonetheless, being published still has a validation component to it, which I find just fascinating. I obviously like publishing work. I love sharing work. I wouldn't be the editor of Lenswork if I didn't. I wouldn't publish my own work in Kokoro if I didn't. So I do value publication, but I don't think that makes the work better. It doesn't validate it. What it does is it just shares it with a larger audience. It's a means of distribution, not a means of evaluation. But that's just me. And whatever connection there is in the mind of the public between publication and validation, I just have a hard time buying that as being a legitimate way to think about artwork. Besides, the appreciation of artwork is not based on widespread distribution. It's a personal thing. We look at artwork and it either touches us or it doesn't. That seems to me to be the point of validation. And people who place that power of validation elsewhere, maybe they just don't trust their own reactions to artwork, and they need someone else to tell them whether or not it's good.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.